Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of April 2018. Supreme Court is termed as very unfortunate. The public statements, including those made by lawmakers, on impeachment of judges. Supreme Court has ordered the center to seize wanted terrorist in Underworld and Dawood Ibrahim's properties. Gujarat High Court has acquitted former BJP Minister Maya Kodnani in the Naroda Apatia massacre case. The court found Babu Bhai Patel alias Babu Bajdangi guilty and upheld his conviction. Supreme Court has ordered that one of the members of Electricity Regulatory Commission should be a person of judicial background, quashing orders of various high courts that the chairperson of such bodies in state should be a high court judge. Supreme Court has said that it was not sure whether bringing people face to face with authorities through Aadhaar was the best model, as the state should reach them to accord the benefits of the welfare schemes. Supreme Court has directed the Bar Council of India, BCI, to submit a report within 3 days on the conduct of lawyers in Jammu and Kashmir who allegedly obstructed the filing of the charge sheet in the Kathua rape and murder case. Supreme Court of Canada has affirmed the constitutionality of a New Brunswick law that ensnared a man who brought home beer and liquor from neighboring Quebec. Supreme Court has allowed the Sahara Group to sell part of its Ambi Valley property to raise money in order to refund investors. Supreme Court has observed that ex post facto notice is not contemplated under the provisions of subsection 2 of section 6 of the Competition Act, and the same would be in violation of the Act. Allahabad High Court has held that the award rendered by the Lok Adalat is not appealable, and writ petition under Article 226 and or Article 227 of the Constitution of India against the award is maintainable on very limited grounds. Bombay High Court has said that it cannot decide if the proposed Metro 2B line connecting the western and eastern suburbs of the metropolis should be underground or above the ground, and asked the city planning body MMRDA to examine the issue within 10 days. Bombay High Court has observed that India's image today has taken a beating with a growing perception abroad that it's a country of crimes and rapes and the liberal and secular people are not safe here. Delhi High Court has directed the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, government, Delhi Police and North Delhi Municipal Corporation, NDMC, to make pavements in Delhi University's North Campus disabled friendly within 4 weeks. Delhi High Court has recognized that threat to right of choice of a person can very well come from the person's own parents, and has directed the parents of a girl to pay her compensation of 3 lakh rupees for forcibly picking her up from the residence of her music teacher and detaining her in a mental institution. Delhi High Court has ruled that the mandatory requirement of 1 year experience as law officer with government, semi-government, public sector undertaking, nationalized banks, listed companies on NSE/BSE cannot be considered the arbitrary denial of equal opportunity. Delhi High Court has quashed the order of a trial court granting anticipatory bail to a 26-year-old MBA student accused of rape after he offered to do community service by teaching underprivileged children to show his bona fide towards the society.